couldn't ask for a better guest as we kick off the season here on the Silver and Black Show.
Alongside Khalil Mack.
Well, if you didn't know Jalen Richard's name at the start of the season, you definitely do now. Welcome to the show. It's your first time here, and look at you,
yes.
All smiles. You're always smiling when we see you.
I have to, man. You have to.
You came in and fit right in immediately.
It was kind of the perfect situation for me, so I'm glad I made the right decision.
They added a lot of key pieces to the defense.
You know, the additions that we added this year, I think everybody had high expectations, you know, for the Raiders. And we just stayed focused and, you know, played our game. And I feel like, you know, so far we've been matching those expectations.
You mentioned last season to where we are now. We knew that the turn would happen with this team. What's the biggest difference?
The turning point was gelling together.
You know, we have great players all across the board who are capable of making plays.
I just think really just the energy, man. And I think the energy that the guys have, you know, the way that we come to work, the way we prepare.
We're going in the right track. We're heading uphill and, you know, we got a long way to go. And we're working hard, and our work's starting to show with these wins.
Someone that's making an impact all season long, yeah. Derek Carr.
DC.
Oh, my MVP. Gosh.
Man, I get so happy talking about Derek. Man, he's such a hard competitor, hard worker. I mean, you guys don't know, he's one of the first guys in, one of the last guys to leave.
I think he's just been taking on that leadership role to an all-time high.
Loves to come in and compete, loves his job.
He likes Kobe Bryant, and so he got that Mamba look on his face. Throughout the week, you just look at him, and he got that focus in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? It kind of scare you a little bit. I say that a lot, but it was kind of like, man, this is all right.
What's your response to those naysayers that maybe look at you and the reports are that you're undersized for your position?
There was never no response. I'm just letting my play speak for me. So, you know, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I believe that's what got me this far, so I'm going to keep doing that.
You definitely always have to go out and a chip on your shoulder just because you always are going to feel that you're better than what everyone places on you. And that's something that I've been able to carry on. And
I love it when they call me old. I mean, it's see ball, get ball at the end of the day. And my job is to get to that next level, and I think I've been doing a good job of that.
Like you said, after getting released in Washington and all of that, you know, I was – you know, kind of desperate. I knew I had the talent. I knew I had all the ability, you know, to, you know, be an elite corner in this league. And, you know, when I got here, I got my opportunity and just took advantage of it. And I couldn't ask to be at a better place.
Take it with, you know, no pressure, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm doing something that a lot of people think I wouldn't do.
All right, we have some business with our top five questions. This is where we get to have some fun. We always start off with a favorite athlete.
My favorite athlete growing up.
There's no bias, but I grew up a Charles Woodson fan.
LeBron James.
LeBron James, still?
LeBron James.
You do know where you're living right now.
Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
I have to say Magic Johnson.
Michael Jordan.
Did you have, like, the full get-up, the sweatsuit, the shoes, everything?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, my pops, he wasn't really trying to get you no Jordans or none of that. He get you something that'll get you by.
Best vacation spot. Where's your go-to place?
Maybe Bahamas. Bahamas is really nice.
Miami.
Because?
It's Miami.
The beaches, right?
The beaches.
And it's the sand and the water at the beaches that you like the best. Favorite emoji to use while texting?
My favorite emoji, the one with the smirk. Like, not a smile, not a frown, just like the one little, you know, like the little smirk.
The side eye.
The side eye?
Yeah.
Which one's
that? The little one that gives you, like, it's like,
okay.
Did you really,
the shady eye, not the winky face kiss.
Nah.
That's not yours. You have a big smile, so I would think it might be the smiley face emoji.
Probably be the glasses emoji.
The glasses. What does that mean? I love asking you guys the emojis because it makes me feel hip.
I think it just depends on the context you use it in.
Best athlete on the O-line.
Oh, you're looking at him, Donald Penn. Hands down.
This guy.
If anybody
like
says anything different, they're lying.
It's that time of year. The holidays are here. Mm-hmm. So, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I think I would have to say probably Home Alone. Well, the first two, the third one wasn't really that good.
So you've watched all of them?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
What was the favorite Christmas gift or holiday gift that you handed out that you gave to someone else?
It probably was the football, the second touchdown. I gave it to a kid in the stands. And just the emotion he had on his face, you know, so it was definitely a good feeling. So that probably was...
On Christmas Eve. Could you ask for a better gift as a Raiders fan? I don't think so. Speaking of your son, Braden, if you had to choose one guy in this team to babysit, who would that be?
Probably Khalil, because he probably have him doing push-ups or something crazy to make him look like him.
Turn him into a specimen.
Exactly.